Hello, welcome back to the House of Mystery radio show. My name is Stephen David Lampley, and of course, this is my commentary. Listen, I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for the support and the extremely kind words that you have offered up in response to not only the House of Mystery radio show, but to my commentary as well. I really, really, really appreciate that. Now, last week we began a four-part series on serial killers. And if you listened to the show last week, or perhaps went back and listened to the archive of the show, we discussed misconceptions about what people know about serial killers and who they really are. This week we're going to spend the few minutes we have, we're going to talk about psychopathic killers. Now, you have to understand something. When I talk about psychopathic killers, not all serial killers are psychopathic, and not all psychopathic people are killers, okay? Let me make that clear. Now, a psychopathic murderer, what is that? Who are they? What are they? What do they do? Why are they different? Who are they? A psychopathic murderer is a personality disorder, and it's usually presented by impulsiveness, lying, callousness, lack of empathy, and a lot of egotistical traits. It's all about them. It's all about what they want. Who, you know, really don't care about anybody else. Their feelings, their hurt, their families, their emotions. None of that matters. It's all about what they can get, what they can take to satisfy their needs at the moment. Now, a lot of studies have gone into why do psychopathic murderers exist? How are they created? What goes into the making of a psychopathic serial killer? And there are numerous biological and scientific studies as well as social experiments to delve into why they exist and why this happens. Typically, though, it's one of the characteristics is they typically come from dysfunctional families, and that can mean a wide variety of different things, and we don't really have the time today in this commentary to delve into all of that. But it consists of a wide variety of different factors in the home. A good many have neglect and abuse in their histories. Studies have shown that there also appears to be differences in the brain of psychopaths. And again, there's a lot of studies and a lot of results that have come out from that we obviously do not have time in our short time here today. Psychopathic serial killers mainly seek control over their victims. It's all about control. It's all about them. Again, like I said, it's what they want, and it's the fact that their victims are there to serve them and do as they wish. Jeffrey Dahmer, for instance, was like that. His own statements, his own quotes in some of his confession statement, said that all he wanted was somebody to stay with him, and he wanted to control them and be able to guide and tell them what to do. So it's all about control. And it's not just Jeffrey Dahmer. There were many others. Ted Bundy, for instance. Edmund Kemper was also a psychopath who liked to control his victims. Psychopathic individuals may also have other mental disorders, and one of the more common mental disorders is that of antisocial personality disorder. So not only are we dealing with a psychopathic murderer, we're dealing with one that doesn't play well with other people. You know, they're not social people for the most part. So you've got a couple of things you're dealing with when you're dealing with a psychopath, and one that has antisocial personality disorder. Now, again, it's important to differentiate between psychopathic serial killers and psychotic serial killers. There's a major difference in the two of those in that a psychotic serial killer typically lose track of reality. They often hallucinate. They'll hallucinate with taste, smells, touch. One of the more common hallucinations that a psychotic will have is the hallucination of their ears, their hearing, auditory. They will hear things. For instance, Ted Bundy said that he heard a dog's voice telling him to kill. These voices tell them to do things. Now, next week we're going to discuss psychotic serial killers. And so you'll understand the difference more so between the psychopathic and the psychotic. Listen, our time is about up. I want to thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for joining us here on the House of Mystery radio show. I want to thank you for joining me, and I invite you to share my commentary with others on our archive page. I also want to ask you to invite others to not only join in on my commentary, but to tune in on the House of Mystery radio show. If you're looking for the archives, it can be found on, if you'll just simply search House of Mystery iTunes. It gives you a whole list of all the previous episodes that we've had. You can listen to all of them. They're all free. And I urge you to share that with others. I also want to ask you, if you will, to go to my website, StephenDavidLampley.com. It has my speaking dates, my books, and other information there that may be of interest to you. Feel free to browse. Feel free to share. And I want to thank you again for joining me this evening. I look forward to talking with you again next week. Thank you so much.
Stephen's True Crime Commentary, presented by Something Weird Media and West 53rd Productions, with music by Audionautics.